Ezra, and I am a tax expert, and I'm online with you guys tonight to discuss all of the misconceptions about taxes that a lot of people don't understand, or they hear it the wrong way, and they think that these things are actually true. So first, I want to mention a few of our sponsors and a little bit about myself. I can be found on Instagram. My name is Tax Expert. It's just that easy. I actually got lucky with that, I think. So you can look me up on Instagram. If you have questions, you can reach out to me on there. You can also call in tonight to ask your questions. The call-in number is 347-857-4302. That's 347-857-4302. Now, I do want to mention a few of our sponsors. This is powered by ME Productions. So get your entire digital project, wherever it's a music video, web series, documentary video, portrait of the ground for under $200. You would need to email heyme.tv@gmail.com. Once again, the email is heyme.tv@gmail.com with the code TEZTAXES, NYNP. And you'll put that in the subject line to receive an additional 50% off your future purchase. Also, one of our sponsors is LitBKNY. Check out their new line of merchandise inspired by the new Black Panther movie at LitBKNY Panther. And the website, again, is litbkny.com. That's L-I-T. You want to use the code pregame is lit at the checkout for 20% off your purchase. And our third sponsor is iCraveWear. You want to check out their fax line of T-shirts and hoodies at iCraveWear.com. That's iCraveWear.com. And you want to use the code pregame at checkout for 15% off your purchase. Okay, so let's start talking about some of these common misconceptions. One of the ones that I get the most is actually in regards to medical bills. So I want to first give you a quick definition of what the IRS defines as medical bills. Medical expenses are the cost of a diagnosis, cure, treatment, or any type of prevention of a disease, and the cost for the treatments affecting any part of function of the body. So it can include things such as equipment, supplies, diagnostic devices that may be needed for these purposes. So there are certain things that are deductible when you have anything that is classified as a medical expense. But one of the things a lot of people don't realize is the barriers that you have to get to in order for it to become deductible. And I don't know the percentage, but I am willing to say a lot of people actually don't meet those barriers. Even though they may think that it's helping their tax return, it's a very good chance that your medical expense is actually doing absolutely nothing for your tax return. And when I'm speaking of your tax return, I'm talking about, in most cases, the federal, which is the IRS 1040, or you may also have a state return, depending on which return you, which state you are in. There are some states that do not have a state income tax. But anyhow, a few of the things on the list that can be tax deductible would be such as an eye exam, prescriptions, eyeglasses. If you had crutches, or if you went to the dentist, acupuncture, treatment for alcoholism, birth control pills, bandages, let's see, artificial teeth, a body scan, braces, breast pumps and supplies is one of them. And there was also a really interesting one. A lot of people ask if they could claim their dog or their pet. That question comes up quite often. So a guard dog or any other service animal would be allowed. So a lot of times, you know, I mean, growing up, we just always, for me anyhow, I would hear the word junkyard dog. You know, you see these dogs at junkyards and they're guarding it. Well, that you probably wouldn't think of it, but that would be a guard dog who is probably on somebody's tax return, not as a person, but as an expense to the business. So I want to talk to you about some of the shortfalls that happens with medical expenses and why people end up in a situation where it's not deducted from their return. There's something called your AGI. And if you happen to look on your 1040, whether you have an A or just a regular 1040, if you happen to look on it, the very bottom line of the first page and the very top line of the second page lists what your AGI is. So there is a rule that 10% of your AGI has to be met first, and that 10% is deducted from your medical expenses. So if you earned for the year, or let me just put it like this, an easier example is if you have an AGI, which is the bottom number on your 1040 return. If your AGI is $100,000, 10% of that is $10,000. That means that you would have to have medical expenses over $10,000 in order for it to begin being deducted from your return. So if your medical expenses are $11,000, $1,000 would apply to your tax return. The other $10,000 is deducted. If your medical expenses were $30,000, $20,000 would be on your return, and the other $10,000 would fall off. So that is the standard rule, and that is why a lot of times you don't see medical expenses helping people out. I do want to mention that with the new tax law, the 10% rule for your adjusted gross income, which is for the AGI, is going to go back to 7.5%, which is what it used to be several years ago. However, 7.5% is still quite a high number to reach for a lot of people. So I am going to give a couple of suggestions on what you can do to actually have tax savings on your medical bills and your medical expenses, even though you won't meet that 7.5% or that 10% of the AGI. And I'm going to mention those things right after this music break. So tune in for the next one.
Okay. This Sean Paul, Lil John, J Bo, Young Blue, you already know how we do it, homeboy. And Will is A Town, 105 Will is A Town, attitude, you already know. Lil John, Eastside Boys, and your boy Sean Paul, I'm telling you like this here, boy. They calling me, they come back to the street, who Sean P. AKA or Shark, we said it was necessary. These sucker niggas out here very scary. They cuffing hoes, they living in the month of February. Okay then, put a sister nigga on display then. Kicking your dough and have my folk to bring them K's in. I'm still at it, A-double-T-I-C. It ain't a hoe out there for real. Who don't know about me, bitch, I'm for sure with it. Don't make me pop that trunk to the left, bitch, I will go get it. And I ain't selfish, I will let you and your foe feel it. Won't catch me sipping, no, no, Chris ain't got a cold billy. It's Young Blood's A. Town, all liquor sipping, coming straight from the gutter. Toe tag a motherfucker, leave him under a cover. Lil John, he dropped the beat to make it bounce like rubber. Sean Paul told the heat to make it mug, then slug it.
Yeah. If you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
I post up, get to it, drink hand in hand. They call me Mr. Herringbone, cause that's my right hand man. Old school, straight, foolish, like no other indeed. With Lil John and Young Blood, dead carcass and B. Had it crew 105, as if you look in the rumble. Clock back, bust, ain't now I done got your number. In the club, you gon' feel it when it drop this summer. Like rain, we gon' pour and hit you hard like thunder. Cause in the dirt, and we done more than drank you under the table. Where them niggas pimp hoes and fly suits and gators. In my Chevy, so super, I'm the one to call. Just dial 1-800-430-alcohol. And dog, I'm not the one that you really just wanna clown. I'm cool in my way, but shit still, I shut them down. Just piss on them haters, J-Bo, he cuts a fool in a cutting box scissor somewhere, that's how we do.
Yeah. If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey. Start no shit, it must be no shit.
Out of time, hard heads, get Swiss cheese up. And you gon' need more decisions to pass that leak up. Jump like me up, I'm all TB up. With no plush leather cut, steady gripping the butt. Oh, you for show with it. I'll pull your pistol, show a nigga you ain't ho with it. And I ain't selfish, I would let you and your folk feel it. Talking big boy shit, me mugging like a motherfucker, my hand on my dick. Cause off the grip, we keep it jumping like it ain't nothing new. We started off with Shake 'em Off, so look, partner, oh, guess who? It's a boy from that bottom who took you down 85 and hit you with that U. And so look here, don't be surprised. We bucking, blowing, killer, and sipping on something good. I'm peeping out the scenery, wishing a nigga would. In case it just might pop, I'm already the lock and load to take you through the south to show you how we throw them bows.
Yeah. If you don't give a damn, we don't give a
pushing it up. You know it don't even matter your age, don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like the game. Just listen to what I'm saying and do it.
I just want to mention real quick who I am. You can find me on Instagram at TaxExpert. That's my handle. And you can check out some things that I post online. I give a lot of tax tips that help people out and clear up a lot of misconceptions. I also want to mention our sponsors. So we are powered by ME Productions. Get your entire digital project, whether it's a music video, web series, documentary video, portrait of the ground, for under $200. Email heyme.tv@gmail.com with the code TezTaxesNYNP in the subject to receive an additional 50% off your future project. Again, that email address is heyme.tv@gmail.com, and the code to use is TezTaxesNYNP. I also want to mention LitBKNY. I want you to check out their new line of merchandise inspired by the new Black Panther movie at ny.com. Please use the code PREGAMEISLIT at checkout for an additional 20% off your purchase. And our third sponsor is I Crave Wear. I want you to check out their fax line of t-shirts and hoodies at iCraveWearWear.com. Use the code PREGAME at checkout for an additional 15% off your purchase. So, at the first session, we spoke about medical expenses and how they may or may not affect your tax return. And I also mentioned that I give you guys some quick tricks to use if you want to be able to have a medical expense deduction or save on taxes with this, because of the fact that you have to meet that 10% as of right now for 2017's tax year. You have to meet 10% of your adjusted gross income, which is your AGI, in order to even begin to have a deduction for your medical expenses. And what that basically means is that if you take 10% of the bottom number that is on your 1040 tax return, amount is deducted from your total medical expense cost. If there's anything left over, any dollar amount remaining, it becomes what could be deductible for you. So one of the solutions to solving this issue is by having an HSA account. And there are a lot of benefits to HSA accounts. And I do want to discuss a few of these benefits for you. So first of all, and in the second part, I'm going to discuss, so there's, let me start over and mention this first. There's an SSA and there's also an HSA, all right? SSAs and HSAs are tax advantaged accounts that allow people to save money to pay for qualified medical expenses. So right now I'm going to tell you the difference between the two, and then that way you can decide whichever one is better for you. So the first one is the FSA account, which stands for Flexible Spending Account. So first of all, this is established by your employer. So if you want additional information on it, or if you want to know the exact rules for it, or when the entry date will be, because a lot of times they have a date where it's like a window for you to go in and say, I want to sign up for this. And then a couple of months later is when the plan will actually kick in. So the way it works is that it's typically funded by pre-tax dollars. However, there is a contribution limit, which maxes out at around, I would say, $2,650. What that basically means is that as you're being paid, before your salary, dollar amount will come from your salary and go into an account. And then your salary, which is now less, will be taxed, which means that you're saving on taxes. You're not paying tax on the amount that will go into this FSA account. However, you can only contribute up to a certain amount. So the dollars that go into this FSA account are considered a contribution. So you can potentially save on taxes about $260 if your tax rate is 10%. And that's because the contribution limit is $2,650. There are some employers who contribute into this account as well, which is actually a great thing because that means that there's more, you know, tax-free dollars that you can use toward your medical expenses. Can be used in conjunction with your health insurance. All right. So even though you have health insurance, you can still have an FSA account and you can still use that account to pay co-pays. There's something called co-insurance and there's so much more. Okay. And you could also use it to go toward your medical deductibles. Now, in most cases, if you don't use all of the money that you contribute in the year that you make those contributions, you can roll over a certain dollar amount into the following year. There are other cases where you would have to use it by, say, March of the following year, or you're going to lose it all. So it's really important to make sure that you're appropriately planning and trying to find out exactly how much you spend per year in medical expenses so that you're not putting too much in. Because the worst case scenario is that you're going to put a whole bunch of money in there. Say you put in the max, the $2,000, you know, $2,600 amount, and you only use $500, probably threw away so much money, and you're not going to receive that as a tax deduction either. So it's very important to try to figure out how much you're going to spend on your medical expenses. And if you don't know how much you're going to spend, lowball it. You know, go under the bar, because at least you know that you saved a little bit of something. Now, here's the sixth thing about this. Contributions are deducted equally from each paycheck, but the annual contribution amount is available immediately. So if you decide that you want to put in $1,000, right? Well, out of your 52 pay weeks in the year, that $1,000 amount is going to be divided into each of those individual pay weeks. So you're going to have an equal amount of money being deducted from your paycheck every pay period until the end of the year, when it's going to add up to the amount that you set have taken out. However, the amount that you set to have taken out is available immediately. So if you go to the doctor and your contribution that you put in for that week or all accumulated weeks was only $100 so far, and you had a $500 doctor bill, you can use those funds immediately. So that's one of the great benefits of having an FSA account. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about HSA accounts, and you'll be able to see the difference and figure out which one is best for you. So we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back.
I lean and get lit. Lima bean sticks, I take breath. The opposite of Primatine Mist. I ride 26 and let my 9 screen flip. Trophy watching Oprah Mac 90 bean clip. Triple black fella, nigga, nah, it ain't tilt. With lucky torn down, man, but nah, it ain't flip. Hey, boom. Okay, then I let my shoulder lean. And I bet my car tall. And I bet my motor clean. Suicide door. I stay my grandma mental. Chevy Gator gun, alligator chain.
Let me see you bounce right and left and let you show.
Situation. I had your partner down, I see you visitation. face him.
Like, hope for the best, but I don't think he gon' make it. Not the way he was shivering and shaking on the pavement. I tell you what, if you make a call of grace, it'd be amazing. Find out these verses weren't the only things blazing. Just when you thought that I was done, I was saving the best for last. Nigga, kiss my ass like Delarue. They my folks, it's best to just let them be. Cause I do the shit pretend, confess, and never see. Nigga,
I'm outside of the club.
Everybody, and welcome back. Okay, so once again, I am Tezra, and I'm a tax expert, and I'm here to give you guys tax tips that will help you out. And this episode, we are talking about medical deductions and how they may or may not help your tax return. Now, I do want to mention one of our sponsors. The sponsor is I Crave Wear. Okay, that is icravewear.com. And if you use the code PREGAME at checkout, you'll receive 15% once you go onto that website and check out their fax line of t-shirts and hoodies. Once again, that's icravewear.com. So we left off speaking about FSAs, which are flexible spending accounts. And I spoke on all the advantages of having an FSA and the circumstances surrounding that and how it can benefit you. Because if you were to have a low amount of medical costs but still wanted to get the tax break on it, an FSA could be the correct route for you to take. However, there is another alternative. And there are some, it's very similar to an FSA. This one is called an HSA. And once again, HSAs are tax advantaged accounts that allow people to save money to pay for qualified medical expenses. Now, earlier in the show, we discussed what constitutes five medical expenses, but, you know, I can give a list of all of those things on my Twitter page or on my Instagram page at Tax Expert, so you guys can see what that entails. However, I do want to talk about the HSA, which is a health savings account. So first of all, there are eligibility requirements, and I do want to encourage you to go to your employer to talk to them about what those eligibility requirements are, because you may qualify for it. However, one of the main requirements is that you have a high deductible health plan. So if you already know that you don't have what they call an HDHP, high deductible health plan, then you will not be eligible for HSA. The other great thing about this HSA account is that there are higher contributions which are allowed. So for 2017, the maximum contribution was $3,400. That's for an individual, and for a family plan is $6,750, which is pretty good. That means that you can contribute a lot more to an HSA than you could with an FSA. The third advantage of this HSA is that you can change how much you contribute to the account at any point during the year. A lot of times with an FSA, that amount is written in stone. If it's what you commit to, it's divided out over your total amount of months that you receive a pay, is divided out over your total amount of paychecks, and that equal number is going to come out of each paycheck until the end of the year. With HSA, that's not how it works. You could change your amount at any point during a year. Another advantage is the rollover feature. So this means that your unused balances will roll over into the next year. That's pretty good because a lot of times, well, you know, most FSA accounts, you know, saying both of these back and forth, and it's becoming like a tongue twister. But the flexible account, I'll call it the flexible account, okay? A lot of times you use it or you lose it, or by, you know, March 31st of the following year, if that money is not used, then you can't use it at all, or you have to submit, you know, your receipts in order to get the reimbursement for it. You know, there's just so many rules to using this account and accessing the money that's in it, and you can lose a lot of it. I believe you could only transfer right now up to 500, not transfer, but roll over up to 500. But with the HSA, all of the unused balance will roll over into the next year. Another great thing is that SAY can follow you as you change employment, which is great because at any time, you could lose your job and become unemployed, and you don't want a situation where the money that you put in religiously is just gone and can't be recovered, you know. So having this, again, is like another benefit. Now, I'm not, you know, talking down on FSAs because for a lot of people, they do work. I just want you to know the differences between the two so you can compare and contrast and see which one will work better for you. Now, as far as the effects on taxes with an HSA, contributions are tax deductible. And we've talked about what contributions are. They are, contributions are the dollar amount that you actually have that you have put into the account out of your paycheck. That's your contribution, and they are tax deductible. But they can also be taken out, pay pre-tax. And another great thing is that, you know, these HSA accounts, they can grow due to making small investments within inside of the account. So the interest, you know, from that growth and the distribution when it's given to you and distributed to you, that's actually tax-free. So those are some really great things about them. However, you will be penalized most likely if you contribute too much. So if you go over the maximum amount, and because, you know, once again, you can change your amount throughout the year. So if you make a mistake and go over, you can get penalized for that. So you want to watch out for how much you put into that account. So I think I gave you guys some really good tips when it comes to medical expenses, because a lot of people are not meeting that 10% of the AGI amount. They're not going way over that for it to really have any type of effect on their tax return. And we all love to save money, especially when it comes to taxes. So this is just a really good way of, you know, saving our tax dollars. And you know, even when we don't have enough to put onto our tax return. So we're going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to speak about a couple of other, you know, myths and give a few more tips before the session is over. Okay?
Look, if you bought, why 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 look,
yeah,
if you bought, why look, 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 if you bought,
yeah,
look, if you bought,
look, Jay on the track, nigga,
look, if you look, if you look,
hey, if you
bought,
if you bought,
look, if you bought, look, if you
get around,
look,
it's going down.
Yeah, well, I'm a gas-tone pistol holding nigga on your damn street. Stuffing, jumping, bumping, every car cop in this damn face. Throwing the balls, I pack these soldiers, screaming and bleeding from their nose. But when we start, that's where we make them niggas hit the flow. Ain't no game off in this thing. We see deep off in your party. Call my niggas, get it started. And with niggas, be the hardest. So if a nigga come and run they mouth just like a hoe, punch them dead up in his nose. Stomp his ass out to the flow.
Yeah, we nucky and bucky and ready to fight. I bet ya I'ma throw them bait, so haters better think twice. See me, I ain't nothing nice. And club, my beat ain't no stopping. Becky like fly, that's who's ain't Miller. And that's I'ma be lying. Like they said, he got popping, and I am acting a fool. I wish I had a wicked crunk up on this crime, my crew. Now enough is enough, why rough? And get stuck, why love is a must, why no? If you buck, why?
Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, my name is Tezra, and I am a tax expert, and that happens to be the name of my Instagram page. If you want to check me out, go to Instagram and pull up tax expert, and you will find me. I do want to mention our sponsors. So we are powered by ME Productions. I want you to get your entire digital project, whether it's a music video, web series, or documentary video portrait off the ground for under $200. And email heymetv@gmail.com with the code TezTaxesNYNP in the subject line to receive an additional 50% off your future project. Also, Lit BKNY, I want you to check out their new line of merchandise inspired by the new Black Panther movie at litbkny.com. Use the code PREGAMEISLIT at the checkout for 20% off your purchase. And then our third sponsor is iCraveWear. Check out their fax line of T-shirts and hoodies at iCraveWear.com. If you use the code PREGAME at checkout for 15, you can use the code PREGAME at checkout for 15% off your purchase. So we were speaking about medical expenses and how it may or may not help your tax return. I covered what type of things could be considered a medical expense, as well as some of the things that you can do in order to have a tax savings on your medical costs, even though you may not be able to get the deduction on your tax return. So we covered. I did want to mention that there are some things that cannot be deducted, which a lot of people don't realize, and it's a little disheartening because, you know, when we look at it, we think that, hey, you know, this should probably be something that counts, but unfortunately, it isn't. So these are just a few interesting ones that I pulled off the list. Funeral expenses, over-the-counter drugs, illegal operations, nutritional supplements, and weight loss programs. A lot of these things are not deductible on your tax return, or they're not considered qualified expenses for your HSA or your FSA account. I did want to go into other myths and talk to people about things that could actually help them with their tax deduction. So we're going to kind of like switch off of the medical part and come back around to some really useful tips after this next song.
Lean with it, walk with it, lean with it, walk with it, lean with it, walk with it. then, snap your fingers. Right then, snap your fingers.
Hey,
lean with me, rock with me, gotta pop with me. Go take a shot, call me Teddy. I got, don't hate, shot with me.
B, so so deal. Hell yeah, we on. Franchise ain't got no money, shoot.
Hold on, hold on.
Hey.
Rock left, rock right, you can get that shoe. Lean back like Fat Joe and snap your wrist back.
Dancers don't dance,
nah.
They lean with it, rock with it. With me pop, dancers gon' rock with it. One, two, pop, and bring it close to chest with it. Get nasty, flash it, don't flex with it. Do it how you wanna, slow it up, do the matrix. Play with it, straight hit it, get all in the face with it. This dance for the cutthroat, you already know. The chillin', the grown folk.
Lean with it,
rock with it.
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 Hello, and thank you for listening in. Okay, so we covered a lot of grounds today, and I just wanted to go over a few things with you guys that will help you in preparing your tax returns currently for the 2017 tax year. And I first want to mention that when it comes to making a charitable donation, so, you know, if you donate money or items or even a vehicle to a nonprofit organization, you could take a charitable contribution toward it. However, there are things that you must make sure you have in order to qualify for the deduction. One of the ways that the IRS is really, like, you know, being able to remove these deductions from people's returns is because people do not have the actual paperwork that is needed to substantiate their contribution or their deduction. So you must have proof, first of all. And by proof, I mean a receipt or a canceled check, if you wrote a check, or a bank statement showing that this money was, you know, donated by use of your, you know, your bank card or something of that sort. Or if you gave cash, get a cash receipt. Now, donations that are $250 or more require a written acknowledgement from the charity. So a written acknowledgement is usually a letter that they're writing, and it needs to be dated, and it has to be dated on, that is a date before you actually file your return. So if you're going to go and file your return tomorrow, you need to have that letter today. Okay, that is very important to know. Don't go file your return without that letter, because it's actually in the tax code that you have to have that letter at the time that you file. And parts of that letter need to mention whether or not you received a benefit in place of your deduction. So if you gave money and received nothing back in return, then that letter should state that you donated X amount of dollars and you didn't receive anything back in return. All right, that's very important, because a lot of people are actually missing that and not understanding it or messing up on it. I also want to comment on one of my frequently asked questions. Many people ask, can they write off their lease payment? So just to mention real quick that if you lease a car, a truck, or van that you use in your business, you can use the standard mileage rate or actual expenses to figure out your deductible expenses. Now, if you choose to use actual expenses, which is like gas, repairs, new tires, things of that sort, then you can deduct part of each lease payment that is used for the that there's a percentage of your vehicle that you're using for business, unless it's 100% used for business. That is used for business. That's the percentage of the payment that you can deduct from your tax return. Now, there is something called an inclusion amount, which is what you would reduce your lease payment by. So you have to be mindful of that. So that's to answer one of my frequently asked questions. Now, I do need to wrap it up. However, before I go, I need to mention some of our other shows. So we have here on Thursday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., the Real List radio show with Tasha Nicole Wright and Alyssa Noriega is on. Remember, that's Thursday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's the Real List radio show. I want you to tune in and listen to that. Also, on Friday and Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. is the pregame radio show with Brooklyn Black and Hoffa. Once again, that's Friday and Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., we have the pregame radio show. So those are two awesome shows that are coming up this week. Thursday night, 9 to 11, you'll have Tasha Nicole Wright and Alyssa Noriega. And on Friday and Saturday nights from 10 to 12, you have the pregame radio show with Brooklyn Black and Hoffa. All right, thanks for listening in, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and I'll be back next Monday to give you guys more tips.
Peace out.
Ass niggas, we be poppin' up, be Ryan 22 on the SS Impala, representin' them thugs and clubs and every seven on the quick stuff, brains blow, swervin', bouncin', throwin' bowls in the south, that be my city.
I'm in the motherfuckers in here, bouncing bitch outside in the bitch while I'm out of control. And the west side.